On today's Growth Point videos, I'd like to speak for a few moments about the subject, The Trail of Blood. Maybe you've read the little booklet by B.H. Carroll, The Trail of Blood. For 25 years, I've given that booklet to our new members here at Lancaster Baptist Church because it has been important for me to educate our new members in the fact that we come from a long line of Christians who have literally shed blood for our faith. We have been persecuted as a people by the Roman Catholic Church during the Dark Ages. Hundreds of thousands of people with similar faith to us were thrown over the rock's edge, were drowned, were burned at the stake. Men like John Huss, men like Waldo, the leader of the Waldensians, so many historical accountings of this trail of blood have been given. And the Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 11 about many of those in what we call the hall of faith. It says, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword," and the list goes on. I don't know about you, but I don't wake up every morning thinking, "I hope today I can be persecuted because of my faith." I think all of us are pretty good at the art of self-preservation. We prefer not to break a bone or have an illness. And I'm not advocating that we go out and pick a fight just for the sake of a fight. But I really wonder today, with all of the church growth philosophies that seem to be bringing the world more and more into the church, with all of the pablum that is given out from pulpits today, and the kind of preaching that tends to kind of a psychobabble, and many times young Bible preaching men and Baptist preachers are kind of drawn into a curiosity about these styles. But with all of the prevalence of those watered down styles, where are the men who, if it really came to it, would be willing to stand up for the truth and say what needs to be said? Think about John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress, who spent so many years there in that prison in Bedford. Think about the British reformers, Latimer and Ridley and others, who were burned in the streets of Oxford by Bloody Mary because they believed in justification by faith. Think about those who have paid such a price, and even today are paying a price in certain countries. And I just want to take a moment to remind you today that we come from a real heritage of people who have paid a price with their blood in order that we might have the Bible, in order that we might have the truth that we hold today. And in this kind of let the good times roll mentality, we need to stand up and preach the truth of the doctrine. You know, men died because they preached against transubstantiation, they preached against indulgences, they preached against the state church of their day. And Reformation fires burned, and long before the Reformation fires, the Anabaptists were faithfully paying a price. The Waldensians were being thrown off of the rocks because of their faith in Christ way before the Reformation came. And from the earliest moments of history, the church has been a church that's been a persecuted church. And we see now the result of modernism and compromise in Europe, with massive churches in Europe, building-wise, sometimes having 20 or 30 people in attendance, and most of them not knowing the Lord. What will become of the faith here in America? I pray that we will have a true great awakening in our hearts, and don't ever be ashamed to talk about that trail of blood. Remind your members and your friends of the fact that there have been martyrs for the faith of Jesus Christ, and that we need to take our stand in America right now, in this day when pluralism is abounding so greatly. And so I pray that whatever you're facing today, whatever lesson or message you're preparing for next Sunday, that you'll remember that trail of blood, that you'll take your stand and be counted faithful to the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Have a great week.